Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Ooh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix.
These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Rain the Coral.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word. All right, I lied. Remember last episode when I said, y'all, these next few episodes are kind of filler and they're not good?
Yeah.
I was wrong.
This was a ride. I gasped several times.
Y'all, we
and covered
this.
My mouth.
He did, because we watched this. This is our first episode we watched together.
Together. How romantic.
Wherever we go.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is Too Hot to Handle, season 2, episode 6, Give Up the Chase.
And
Give Up the Chase.
It is Chase who's actually really giving up the chase. Giving up Carly more than anything else.
Boy, do you think he watches this and goes, well, I look shitty. Remember how last episode we said, we think we like him the most.
Wrong.
We were, y'all.
Well, I blame Marvin for Chase's behavior.
That is a way to excuse his behavior, and I would do the same. Boy, if you ever wanted
He's still an asshole, though.
If you ever wanted to think, I wonder if there's other people out there that make bad choices in men like me. You found two queens who...
Ooh. It's been rough.
It's been...
sometimes. Yikes. Y'all...
This show has shook us. This episode read us.
It did.
Your choices are trash.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I can feel myself in Melinda, myself in Carly.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Let's talk about what happened at the end of last episode.
He didn't even want to do this podcast. He wanted to jump in and watch the next episode.
I did.
And I made him. I was like, no, we have to do the podcast first.
Remember when Christina and Robert were basically going at
it? God, that seems like a
week ago. Two animals.
Yes. And just...
They got in the bed, and it was hot. It was hot. Okay, that's gross.
They were churning and yearning and yearning and burning till it died. Been a while since we've done that one.
I'm glad I've finally gotten the right key, because you used to try to do it differently, and I'm now doing it the way I like it. I'm glad, but little microaggressions that made you choose my way.
You just care about it more than me. Y'all, that's good advice in life. If you feel like you want to, that saves Poodle and I a lot of fights. A lot of times he'll really care about something, and I go, he cares more about this than me. I really don't.
And then I let you freak out over things in my apartment.
But it's because I care about that more than you.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's a good way.
It's a good rule.
Sometimes there are things you're like, wait a minute, do I really care about this? No, you take it. It's fine.
Like, I'm okay with you calling me at 10 a.m. saying, I need to come back and get my light jacket. It's a little cold.
Yes.
And I go, don't you have other jackets?
Mm-mm.
You would have been warm after you walked for 5 minutes anyway.
I used a jacket for like 10 minutes. I needed it. You were on the way.
Completely.
I could have just shown up and knocked.
I would have not answered the door.
Yeah, you would have, because you would have thought it was a trick that left something.
That's why I have a peephole.
Yeah, true. You would have peeped out and just shut it. That's true.
We don't want any thanks.
Why are you here?
No solicitations, please.
No, please. So yes, Robert and Christina.
I just close it.
They're making out, and then
they get in bed.
They get in bed, and it's
hot. And there's something about him, even though he kind of looks like a surprise. He kind of looks like Scuttle from The Little Mermaid.
Yes,
always.
Yes.
Like a surprise bird.
Oh, boobies.
All the time. And y'all, she grabbed his penis and she jerked him off in bed.
And she said impressive and held her hands up. It's big.
I could see it.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of where I
normal.
Thought it would be.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, the next morning, they're all saying, how was your night? Blah, blah, blah. And they're all looking like shit-eating grins over there.
Not saying a word.
Meanwhile, in Sadville.
Nathan says he feels happy about things, where things are going. He and Larissa wake up together. But yeah,
Carly is listening to Sarah McLachlan.
Boy, that's true. We just said last episode, we feel like that. Things just weren't really connected with them. And not only were we right about that, this took a turn that we did not expect.
They're at a standstill.
They're in the pool, and Carly, says where it stands. And Carly just said to Chase, she said, you're just not very cuddly.
Yeah.
And she's in, and so, wait, are we there yet?
Yeah.
And so, by the way, they lost $8,000 for the hand job and the kiss. We didn't talk about that.
Well, that's going to be later.
Yeah. No, the Carly Chase conversation's after that.
Well, no. We're jumping.
Well,
that's
just
fine.
It's just Carly.
I get you.
I think we're getting Carly says she feels like there is. She says it to the camera.
She said Chase is still.
Because Melinda talks about Marvin. There's all that.
And she says Chase is not trying. We haven't gotten a green light. This is the weird thing. They're using the green light for other people to evaluate their relationship. See, we're trying. We're doing everything we can, and it's all fake.
Yeah.
And so Carly is kind of, her investment is in getting the green light on the watch. And for her, that is through deeds and flirting. And for Chase, he just can't do that. Or he doesn't want to get there. And he's either turned off by it or he's turned off by her. I think in the beginning, he just wanted to bone her.
Yep.
And now, I think Chase is kind of disillusioned with the whole thing.
I think Chase just wants the money.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really... I don't know.
I think, honestly, if I was in this show, and you'll laugh about this, I think I'd kind of be like Chase. And just like, I don't think I'd try to make any long... Because I was like, there's no way it's going to happen. There's no way trying
Maybe
to form...
Maybe it's disillusion.
That's what I think it is. Yeah. And I'm not really defending him, because he's acting shitty to her, too.
But I also wonder, though, if you're here, and this is a point of this, is he not... Because... Well, let's just jump to it. I mean, that was basically, they kind of, and then they all go into a group, and we find out Robert and Christina gave a hand job and the kiss,
well,
and they lose.
No, but let's talk about, we can go back to that, but I want to say, they're talking.
But Carly and Chase are talking. Yeah, they're talking in the pool.
And
but
she says, you don't compliment me. You don't show me affection.
He doesn't respond well in the conversation.
No, and she's, and.
She said, I told you, I like touch.
Right.
I like to be touched. I don't feel like I'm pretty around you. And then Chase responds to that kind of like, basically, just kind of like, well, okay. He doesn't validate her feelings.
No.
He doesn't acknowledge it. And so then Carly ramps up and she says, well, you just make me feel like I'm ugly. And then Chase basically
says, he's
like,
that's so far from the case.
He's like, you're stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Which basically is a nice way on this show of saying, you're crazy.
And he's turned it on her, which is shitty.
He took no responsibility, like, oh, because I think he's just not that into her.
I agree. Y'all, Chase has officially joined the Marvin camp of assholes. Chase and Marvin are on Mount Asshole.
Whereas instead of just saying...
That's what they called me in college.
There goes Mount Asshole. It's an eruption. Watch out.
Landslide.
Oh, it's a mine. So
Mount St. Helens.
Mount St.
Lots of people died.
Poodle.
We should make fun. Is it too soon? Is it too soon to talk about Mount St. Helens?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe for someone who had people.
Maybe, yeah. I think Chase does. I don't think he. Whereas Marvin really enjoys playing girls, for Chase, I feel like I do, not to sound like Alana and overanalyze it, but I kind of think there is this bit of, based off the way he acted in this conversation, he doesn't want to be real with people.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be vulnerable.
I don't think he wants to be vulnerable at all.
I agree.
And I don't think he likes her. And, yo, that's the deal. When you get in a relationship, you like someone enough that you will go through the pain and the fear,
yes,
of being vulnerable.
And we don't have that here.
Cam actually has that with Emily.
Right.
Because he likes her enough. Carly, I guess Carly likes him enough. But, man, these guys.
For a minute, I went, who's Carly?
Who's Carly? Y'all, we think she's going to be the next to go. Because we think after all this, she's going to be done.
Yeah.
And she's like, my time here is... ended.
My time here, and like so, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And instead of wanting to deal with it and work
he
on
says,
it, Chase
I'm going to go solo.
I'm going to go solo. Yeah, I'm going to go. And which is kind of like
then he goes
Carly
and,
shocked.
And then he goes and runs to his boyfriend, Marvin,
yep,
because they're butt buddies.
They're butt buddies.
And he says, you know, she's just insecure. And they will validate one another by saying, these girls, as Marvin says, these girls are just in this here in the villa. They're just messing everything up.
They're just messing everything up. Meanwhile,
join us on Asshole Mountain.
I like can't stand to look at him.
It's awful.
It's changed so much.
Yeah.
Whereas if this is why I think a lot of the women aren't too hip on Chase, because when Carly goes to them and says, well, we just into stuff, they're not all like, no, it needs
yeah.
to work out.
They're all like, yeah.
Like Emily even says, maybe this is a gift.
Why don't they do that for Melinda? They don't think that she would hear them?
I don't understand. I
don't think they would
I think.
I
don't think Melinda would hear them, but
yeah.
I this sounds horrible. I need Marvin to fuck another woman so Melinda can get him out of her head.
And then maybe to Joey, who we're going to talk about later.
Yes, but so... which that is...
I want the best for Melinda.
I love Melinda.
And she is just like wasting... ugh.
If she is with him at the end of this, we are messaging her on Instagram and telling her, can we do a show with her
I'm to tell
her to get away?
I'm sending a bomb threat to the Too Hot to Handle.
We're not going to do that with... please don't. That is... the opinions of Jake Anthony do not reflect reality, gays.
You can send your opinions to Poodle B.
Poodle B.
Poodle B, care of reality, gays. Box 6969, fuck me way.
Fuck me way. West Hollywood, California, 90069.
Poodle B. I need to come up with an album in my off time. For a Poodle Bee's... Poodle
you could do it with the new merch.
Yes!
Next week. It's coming next
Poodle
week.
Bee.
Poodle Bee.
The album is called Seriously Me.
Seriously Me. But C-R-S-R-S-L-Y. Seriously.
Seriously Mirror.
All right, what are we called? Seriously Mirror! So they're kind of like... and just then Lana calls them all. To the cabana or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she basically, or to a beach party. And she basically tells them they will be rewarded if nobody does anything for 24 hours. Okay. They will be rewarded.
Well, but that's, we did say they penalize Robert and Christina for giving him up. And people are pissed.
So now they're at $60,000.
Yeah. And Chase is pissed at them. Which is going to really pay off later.
Yes, he's like, because he's the money man. Well, the new arrivals come on the beach party. And first we have Tabitha and Elle, they're both beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we have Joey. Now look, these people know the rules, though. They know
this
they're on Too
different.
Hot to Handle.
And they're here just to kind of fuck stuff up.
Basically,
yeah.
Yes. Joey's from, where's Joey
Miami.
From, Poodle? Where?
Miami.
Where?
Miami.
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 You already forgot about
Miami.
That.
Miami. And I was doing Danielle. Oh, that's the most recent.
That's true.
Hey.
The kids are with the kids' dad, and I'm going to Miami.
The kids are being handled with kids' dad.
Kids' dad. And so...
Bev has taken the dog.
Yeah, Bev has taken the dog. So, y'all, it is... So, Joey, Tabitha, L. And so, Marvin says... He says to Joey, he's like, you can get Melinda. I don't care. And Marvin is...
fucking head games.
He is, like, totally eyeing these women up and down.
Did you notice when he... And he almost made sure Melinda saw it. He actually looked Tabitha up and down.
Like a wolf in a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Like a wolf.
Like a wolf. And Nathan is like, Marvin's going to get jealous. I know he will.
Yeah.
Because he's a piece of shit. Now, so... And then Chase says at the thing, they ask him how he's feeling. And Chase said, I'm going through some stuff. I'm kind of emotionally available. And like a sucker.
Unavailable.
And like a sucker, Carla goes, oh, and puts her hand on her chest. And then that gives her hope in this whole Chase situation.
Y'all, you know what? It feels like these people are a lot younger than they are. Does it seem that way? Some of them are, almost all of them are mid-20s or late 20s.
It feels, I'm telling you.
They all feel like 22, 23.
It feels like they're making them act, though, like 15.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I am pitching out Slut Island. Y'all, come to me in 2 years.
Don't you feel, though, the last season's, I probably, you can probably quote me what I said about last season's cast. And I would probably like, I said that, but I feel like they had a lot more heart than this cast.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. That I felt like they were more substantial people.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, they seemed much more.
With the exception of Francesca's blonde friend.
They seemed much more three-dimensional.
Totally. That's a great way to say it.
These people seem very...
With the exception of Melinda.
With the exception of Melinda and I said...
Emily and Cam.
Actually, Nathan's becoming my favorite guy on the show.
I could see that. Nathan and Cam are my favorite guys.
I do like Cam. I mean, Cam is... He's your type. But he is becoming like a shallow guy with heart. But
yeah.
Nathan is the one who I'm just like, okay, you just seem like a real dude. A real hot dude.
He's gotten the best edit of anyone on the show.
And he is Sean Cody 2004.
Yes.
You called that one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Those were some good years.
Vintage good year.
Mm. That was when they got, the guys seemed straight but didn't look too gay.
Yeah.
But we're gay enough to enjoy gay sex.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And look like they did
and look it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can Google it.
Yeah, and that was filmed not in HD, so you couldn't see like ass pimples from steroids covered up by makeup. Everything just looks smooth.
Oh, that was before. They were worried about their Instagrams.
Wow.
They were just more worried about keeping their girlfriends.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Paradise Lost.
I'll never forget when I was at a gay bar in San Diego and saw a Sean Cody model. I think his name was Martin. Gorgeous black man. I was speechless. It was if Brad Pitt had walked in the room.
Wow.
And I was like, I have spooched to you so much.
What I really hope you did not say that.
No,
you didn't talk to him, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say anything. Now I'm much more confident. I'd be like, hey, let's get a picture.
Oh. But then you say, yeah, that's me with an amateur gay-for-pay porn star.
You know what? You would appreciate it.
I'm like, oh, that's Martin.
Yeah, you would at that time. I basically...
How is that? Do I know him? Did I sleep with him? No, he's on Sean Cody.
I would show it to people to see if they would recognize. That's what I would do.
There are some people who I'll see when I worked at the gay bookstore, and I'd see people. I'd see people walk through. I'm like, how did I? Porn star.
Porn star.
Porn star. Mm,
yeah,
I recognize you because.
Can you just take your shirt off and put a butt plug up your ass
and then go like this? I'm coming. Yeah. I'm coming. Just oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you moo like a cow?
Can you carry this pizza box in and say, hot, loaded delivery, ready?
Oh, yeah, that was you. That okay. was you. Just checking.
Yeah, they used to come in. My favorite was when they got... Do you want me to sign? You want to sign anything? I'm like, we're good.
We're good. We're good.
Honey, you're not a celebrity.
You're not. You're going to be.
They would come in and ask that.
Really?
And we're like, yeah, we're good. We're all good from the last, when you came in last week.
And guess what? We'll be good next month when no one remembers you. Because y'all, the life of porn stars
yeah,
is
and
quick.
It's a quick half-life. And when you're methed out. Hoping for an autograph session. Yeah. Some of them go on to other things, like Brent Corrigan, who went on yeah. to be in very bad gay movies. But he did it.
And he had that movie made of his life. He
did
made
that
money
movie
from
made
that
of his life.
With Garrett Clayton.
Yes.
Not a great movie.
No.
River, no. Who was in that?
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater, yeah. He was good in that movie.
He was. Was. And remember how terrible James Franco was?
He was bad.
What was that movie called? King Cobra.
King Cobra, yeah.
Yeah.
We're off. We're off.
Let's get back into this.
So yes.
Let's just talk. We did talk about the people. Joey's cute blonde from Miami. Mm-hmm. Goofy looking, but I was going to say he's not necessarily our type, but definitely girls' types.
And then... it's like they brought in people.
Yep, black girl from D.C.
But yes, definitely probably Marvin's type.
Yep.
And then Tabitha.
Who's everyone's type.
Tabitha looks like a Megan Fox type of
yeah,
character.
Yeah, I want to ask this. I was going to say, I want to ask our straight male sissies, or maybe our sissies,
our
female sissies, or lesbian
people attracted
sissies,
to women.
Does it matter if a woman's had a lot of work? Do you notice it, or do you see past it? Because I think a lot of straight men just see past
it. That's not really our aesthetic. But you know, one of my best friends, his first wife looked just like Pamela Anderson, and
right. And that's the thing.
She was the most beautiful, and like my brother, when he's like, oh yeah, totally hot, and I'm like,
yeah, a
really,
lot of
you
straight
like
men.
The fake big fake boobs,
yeah.
The heavy makeup, the black eyeliner, the really dyed or fake hair. I guess they're just into
Kardashians.
That. Well, I was going to say stripper.
either. Right. Potato. I think, and it's okay to get cosmetic surgery. Do whatever you want. But there is a level where it feels like, And we want to know, do men notice it? I want to know.
Do they notice it? I think they do know. I've heard men talk about some men have a preference of what breasts they like the feel of.
Yeah.
Whether they're fake.
This is a weird area.
It's an area we know nothing about. So I am interested, like, straight sissies, let us know.
I'd like to, straight male sissies especially. Yeah. Because I think even our lesbian sissies say, oh yeah, I can spot that a mile away.
I
wonder if straight men can even tell sometimes.
Because I'm attracted to men that look like Nathan with the huge pecs and the abs and all that. Mm-hmm. And we talk about how hot they are. That said, though,
I'm not really attracted to Nathan. Well, I think he's hot.
I was
going to
say he's hot and I'm attracted, but that said, like, I know Cam is on this show too, but he has a soft in the middle body. Like, I've talked, you and I.
You mean
Chase. You and I are
Chase is my type.
But
of
Chase
all of them.
Is even like super pretty as well as face. I'm just saying like you
Jeff
and I,
is my type, the host who we never saw again.
Yeah, but we've talked about we think Stanley Tucci is hot. Ugh. You know, so we're definitely
break me, Stanley Tucci.
And then fix me a drink.
Exactly.
But so we're attracted to a lot of different types of guys. I mean, I want Papa Lo to fuck me.
You need to process that.
Hey, some other people felt that as well.
I agree.
So
that chin braid, I'll never get over.
Well, I'll have to get rid of that.
Okay.
That just end up smelling like my balls. I wouldn't want that.
Gross.
Like lavender and rose water.
And chlorine.
I dip my balls in them nightly.
Gross. Bloop, bloop, bloop. There's three of them?
Yeah.
Like Carl from Summer House.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we talked about that. And Joey is talking with the boys, and he says, I'm really into Melinda and Carly.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who, which, great. Because,
Please.
The next thing.
And then Melinda and Joey, is that where we are?
No, not yet.
Sorry.
The couples have decided to have a meeting. And they're like, how do we head off losing money? Because we've got 24 hours.
Basically, all the people that lost the money now don't want to lose anymore, even though they're all the ones that fucking lost.
And a very new couple, Robert and Christina, which I still think is strange.
Yeah, but they want to be on TV and she wants to pay. I still think Nathan and Larissa are the weirdest couple to me.
I don't feel like they have any chemistry.
But we're going to find out because Lana...
I think... He might have chemistry with her. I don't
think. Yeah, I think that's what I think. Lana's rewarding them because Lana's saying she's giving them a night at Chateau.
Stick it in.
Stick
it. Chateau, stick it in.
Comment say, say stick it in French.
Foutoir.
Foutoir. Chateau, foutoir. Funny how Jake...
Or fuck you. I'm sorry. Foutoir is fuck you.
Funny how Jake doesn't remember all of his French, but that comes to his mind quickly. Didn't say that at all when he was getting pummeled.
You know, the conversation comes back really quick, they always say.
Yeah, when you're a hoe in Bordeaux, it comes back quick.
When you're hoeing in Bordeaux... It's like you're riding a bike.
It is.
Like riding un vélo.
So they're going to get a night to themselves, and they're going to try to talk to some people and kind of head them off the path so that way they...
Faire un vélo.
So basically then the four... Wow, they're doing that, though. Marvin, Tabitha, Chase, and Elle all go off to the beach and they
This is shitty.
It's shitty.
And let me tell you why it's shitty. This is intentionally to, because as they've said, they've kind of formed this bromance. Of, all the other girls in the house are, and all
they're
the other people
crazy.
In the house are
they're
crazy. We're the cool kids.
Yeah, we're so great.
We're going to really suss out these two girls for us. We're going to kind of decide who gets them.
It's a pissing match. That's what it is. And so they're talking to Tabitha and Elle.
It's fucking gross.
And Tabitha is talking. She's really kind of into Chase. She's like, he's huge. Just how I like it.
And I wrote down, this is such a cringy conversation. When they're like, who's your type? She's like... He's like,
y'all huge cock. She didn't say it, but she thought it.
And she's like, what's your type? And he's like,
you basically.
How adorable.
And Elle just looks at Marvin and she's like,
we're getting some deep penetration. I mean, conversation. Elle realizes she's going to make a big move to get anyone's opinions in this.
Whereas Marvin says, maybe I made a mistake of letting Melinda get away.
Because Elle's not really what he wants her to be.
Because she's too fucking sex positive and he's a fucking priest.
Right. Because he's such a prude.
I hate this guy.
Oh, he's awful. He's the worst. Y'all,
he treats
this is
women
such
like
a toxic
shit.
Guy.
Yes, he treats women like shit.
He'll go home and fuck a girl, and he'll never date her. And the girls he will want to date have to be almost nuns.
Yes.
You can either be the virgin or the whore.
Yes.
And that's who, and the people
and
who
And I bet
he
you he
dates.
Plays games with them and silent games
totally.
And shit. And totally. Ghosts them and then all the time. And he'll say, I'm sorry, I was just busy. I was doing a lot of reps.
I bet he was raised religious, too.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just, bleh. Y'all, if
Marvin,
you,
come on our show.
If you're dating a Marvin or in a relationship with a Marvin.
Step away.
They're not worth it.
Nope.
I don't care how hot they are or how much you think there is to work with. This is bad
baby
news.
Baby, not worth it.
That was baby, not worth baby it. Not I'm worth. I got it.
Not by the Cheetah Girls. This was by. This is why
by the Leopard Ladies.
The Leopard Ladies. Yes. Yes.
They're in their 50s.
They're the Cheetah Girls. Now, yep. Because they're all in their 40s.
They perform at Quail Springs Mall.
Yes, they've had babies. They sometimes hold their children while they do their songs.
Have you ever thought of the people who perform at malls? And you've thought, my heart goes out to them.
But that's how a lot of young singers started.
I know.
All NSYNC, Britney, they all started going to malls because...
I guess they get discovered there.
Well, because, and kids go to malls. They do mall tours.
Different now.
Cut to 4-5 years from now, we're doing, hey guys, be sure to check out the Reality Gaze Westlake Mall Tour. Be sure to check that out. Poodle's like, I love a mall.
Yeah, y'all, go over and get your Annie Ann's free pretzel.
Yes, if you would. Hey, come see us for a book signing of Poodle's fourth book, Undercover No More, over at Orange Julius. We'll be right there. I'll be doing makeup consultations at Robinson's May.
You get a Robinson's May. You get a free Orange Julius purchase of a book.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Get a free MAC lip gloss if you buy $50 worth of product from me.
Free fitting for a tux at Genghis.
Yes.
If you need it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be us.
Coupon books. Wow. I can see us selling them now.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing, they're having this kind of, after their terrible meeting up with the two most newest girls on the beach, Melinda and Joey are flirting, and they bond. They love teeth. Very, very, very deep conversations here.
But they are having a good conversation, and he's cute, and he's
very... honest.
He's not normally my type, the look-wise.
I think he's so cute.
But I told you, he seems very authentic and kind of without airs on this show. He's kind of like, I think, what Peter...
Like me.
Yeah. Really unaffected. I feel like this could have been Peter if Peter didn't feel like he had
to... Like a player.
Be a player.
And but of course, anyway. She basically says, Melinda, who has no game at all...
At all.
...says, my ex looks just like you.
Yeah.
Also, don't mention your ex within 2 seconds of meeting someone.
Yeah.
I don't care if they look just like you.
Just say, the type
I go for. You're my type.
You're my type. That's the same thing. That's all you have to say. Meanwhile, Marvin and Chase walk in.
Yeah, Marvin comes in and swings his dick around.
He's just going, want woman. Me want woman. Melinda.
And of course he says, I'm not feeling good about this.
I don't like this.
I don't approve. This doesn't make me
feel good.
Because we should all worry about every feeling.
Sad caveman. Ooga booga.
I am furious.
I
hate this person.
I do not like him at all. And Melinda,
I wonder
even
if he has fans.
No. Melinda even says, well, we were hitting it off till y'all interrupted. And then they kind of leave. And Melinda, this is a deal with Melinda, and I love her because I've been this bitch. She's like, Marvin, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
And
she
the next
said it,
breath,
and I was like, yeah, you'd suck his dick and go back to
him. The next breath, she's going to flirt with him.
And that's what we'll kind of jump ahead and say this, but that's the way the episode, or their section kind of ends, is that they're in the bathroom, and they're like talking and kind of flirting, and she says, I know people are going to watch this and hate me and think, what am I thinking? But I like him. I can't deny it. I like
Marvin. You know what she says, though? He's just so good looking. He looks so good. Honey. He's rotten on the inside.
Yes.
He's awful on the inside. That's what you're here for.
Yes. He's a putrid peach.
He is.
Go away.
And Carly, poor Carly, who's still listening to the Sarah McLachlan Fumbling Towards Ecstasy album.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still, and all the deep cuts, y'all.
She's painting her nails over there. Just seeing, she's like, I'm going to be by myself.
And it's all like, Michelle Branch's second album.
Yeah. She says, I would like to repair things with Chase. That's
she
hard for me to admit.
She still wants to.
Meanwhile, Chase.
So into Tabitha. So into her.
And ask her to share a bed with him.
And y'all, when she climbs in his bed and all the girls sing it, all the girls go,
it. And Cam just goes,
tense.
Tense.
Tense. And he just says it. And Melinda, I like that Melinda pulls her glasses down when her glasses are clear and they're 10 feet away. But she's like.
I love it how they make her look like she's 50 years old.
I know. I love her. I love her. And Carly is like putting her head. Carly's face is just, she's gut punched. You can tell. And she said, literally, it's not even hours later, he's jumping in bed with another woman. Yeah. I feel like a complete idiot.
Cut to Nathan and Larissa, and he looks like he's just about to kiss her.
Poodle said when we watched this, they can do this.
I did.
We've been so wrong about this show.
I think I've been...
We have horrible instincts.
We have really been swept away by this season, which is bad choices, bad decisions.
If anybody listened to us right now, they would be homeless on a beach, broken, sunburned, no money, and probably have gonorrhea.
That's fair.
Don't listen to us.
Melinda is kind of sitting in bed. She's not sleeping. And she says, I'm always going to be drawn to Marvin. He's not sleeping. She goes over to his bed.
And
y'all.
It looks like they're kind of having some heavy petting. Meanwhile, Nathan is doing his stripper hump thing on top of Larissa.
And almost about to kiss
her. Y'all, Nathan fucks good. He fucks good, y'all. Like, woo!
But, you know, and the equipment's nice, but he really takes his time
and makes sure
that the girl is feeling him.
Lots of cunnilingus.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner down there.
Maybe some assolingus. Maybe he does that, too.
I don't believe it's called assolingus.
It should be. Analingus.
There we are. Assolingus. I think that's the airline that you fly over to Ireland. Assolingus Air.
Assolingus Air. We'll get you there.
That's
it is
Scottish, stink. But that's fine.
It's fine. Y'all, that's the show.
Assolingus.
I just want to say, y'all just paid $5 for this. I'm so sorry.
Well, you didn't pay five. You probably paid like 75 cents.
75 cents for this episode.
For everything you're getting this month.
Yeah, and
again, this was not worth 75 cents.
It was a good episode, though. And we thank you for being supporters.
Thank you for being gatrons and super sissies.
Yes, we appreciate you very much, our Reality Gays extra queens. Exactly. Hey, go to our website, realitygayspodcast.com. Also, we really appreciate if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you don't know, leave 5 stars. And if you don't know the right, you can always say, keep going, queens. Y'all, we'll see you next time. But until then,
keep being sluts.
O-E-O. Break it down now. O-E-O. We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's CJ Jazzy Poodle.
Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.